I am. Please introduce yourself and tell us what position you are running for. Since all positions are nonpartisan, please do not state your political party.
Okay, I wouldn't do that anyway, but my name is Ray Lacy. For those of you who know me, I have the office shipping and mailboxes down the street next to Stellaris, pretty soon Raylage. But I'm running for City Council, Ward 1, and I'd appreciate your vote.
How long have you lived in the city of Fernley?
I've been in the city of Fernley, well actually it was a town when I got here. It's been over 20 years. I've seen the growth from a small town to what somebody like to say is a big city.
Have you ever lived in any other part of Lyon County?
No, I've always lived in Fernley.
Okay, a question that was submitted to all candidates was, are you registered to vote in Lyon County?
Yes.
Okay. Because opinions and understandings can be very different, we want to understand each candidate's personal view and understanding of the role for which they are seeking. So please explain the roles, responsibilities, limits, and limitations of the office you are seeking as you understand.
Okay. Well, a city councilman is a very important position with the city. First of all, they're responsible for, you know, what's going on in the city, and voting is very important. You know, my idea of voting is to not just listen to Ward 1, but we have to come together and listen to everybody as far as what their opinion is. And my idea is that, you know, there's some changes that need to be made. And, you know, I want to work on those changes for the better.
Okay. In a few words, why are you running for your office? In a few more words.
First of all, I'm a firm believer, if you're going to want to do changes, you have to be involved. And the changes are being running for City Council, Ward 1. If I did not run for City Council, then it did not give me the right to say that I would like to see changes or mention as far as what is I think needs to be changed.
Thank you. I know you have never heard this question before, but as mayor or councilman, you will hear stranger questions than this in the Walmart parking lot. So after you listen to it, please reply to my proposal. I live in Ward 1. It crosses the breadth of Fernley from east to west. It includes Sandia, the Desert Lakes Golf Course community, and other extreme west and east sections of town, each with unique problems. So a councilman from Desert Lakes may not have the understanding or empathy for a Sandia resident's problem, but a councilman from Good Earth Subdivision or Villa Park Subdivision may. Why can't wards ignore the natural boundaries of the railroad tracks and be more consistent? Why can't you merge wards along elementary school district lines, take the Eaves part of Ward, merge it with other Eaves zones, and the Cottonwood areas, and merge them with Cottonwood areas, and FES areas, and merge them with FES areas? So what do you think?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not in a position to really change the boundaries. It's not up to me. But, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I think that being, you know, city council for Ward 1, you know, it's not just my responsibility for Ward 1. If somebody from Ward 3, 5 come in and say, hey, Ray, what about this? I'm going to listen to them because this is what we need is more ideas, more people to come forward and say something as far as, hey, this is what I would like. I think that the city of Fernley, and not all folks, but I think some folks will sit there and say, oh, why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? But what they basically do is they really don't talk about it to the proper people.
Okay. On the desk, there's a piece of colored paper. Please turn it over now. The topics will also appear on the monitor to your left and the monitor behind you. There are several problems submitted from the community. They are only listed alphabetically. They are problems Fernley currently faces. Look at the list, and from that list and that list only, prioritize them and explain how you as city councilmen are going to address them. Start with your highest priority and continue to your lowest time, to the lowest, or until your curfew, and your curfew is in 5 minutes.
Okay, let's go the Fernley debt. You know, this is a problem that we have inherited, and I think that citizens of Fernley really need to understand is that something that we've inherited. It's not something that has been given to us yesterday, and it's not coming tomorrow. It's today. And it has a lot to do, I think, with growth. With growth comes issues or, you know, some people say problems. But what we really need to do as far as for the Fernley debt is we have to look at ways of getting out of those issues as far as like the water treatment plant. I know that's a hot subject, but what's wrong with having a professional grant writer? And they say, oh, well, we have one. Well, how many grants have they wrote in the last year? And, you know, we're not going to get anywhere as far as a city unless we stand up for what we think is right. And what we think is right is we want to get out of debt with the water treatment and, you know, a few other problems that we have. You know, I know City Hall has taken the issue of, well, we used to have this amount of people, now we cut it down to this amount of people. That's fine. But what we need is money coming in and to tax the homeowners more money. You know, we're at, you know, at our limit now. You know, more water rates. Well, I'm a firm believer. If, in order to get out of debt, we need to explain to the folks of Fernley how we're going to do it. You know, a couple of months ago, I mentioned as far as it would be great to do a newsletter and let people know what's going on. And, you know, pretty soon, all of a sudden, here it is. You know, the newsletter, if you check your water bill. And that's, you know, pretty much where I'm at. Control growth. You know, it was told to me that 5-6 years ago, and I know somebody going to say, well, you know, don't mention that Reno, but, you know, Reno had basically the same problem as we have now. 5-6 years ago, Reno was told that this city's going to expand. And what happened is Reno did not prepare for it. Well, folks, let me be the first to tell you if you don't know it. Growth is here. And what we have to do is we need to look at, first of all, affordable housing. You know, you take a contractor, costs them $60,000 just to develop a lot. Who gets the bill for that? The person that buys the home, of course. So now we're talking about $250,000, $300,000 house. Sure, that's great for us who own homes because the value goes up. But, you know, we really have to look at it as far as controlling it. You know, how are you going to control growth? You really can't because it's here. You know, you have industry that wants to move in here down on the other side of, down on New Lakes, and they want to create a warehouse down there. They're going to employ 70 people approximately. Well, what ends up happening is they're going to need homes, whether you folks know it or not. But out in Hazen, they're building some affordable income homes. 10 acre parcels, mobile homes. Is that me?
That's not you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, 1 minute and 15 seconds. You're doing fine.
All right, planning. We really need to look at the planning and get it done. Sierra Parkway, it's here, and it's going to take probably 20, 30 years before they can widen that highway. And the thing is where do they go, you know? It basically, what it does is we need to create another road in and out. And, you know, the best way to do it.
1 minute.
Oh, thank you. The best way to do it is by planning now. Because, you know, we're in a situation as far as we all want to enjoy life, you know, to the fullest. And we all want to do good, not only for our families, but our children. But you know what? These problems is what we inherited. And until we look at it and talk to our legislators, state legislators, and even our Washington, say, hey, you know, you guys got to give us some money so that we can take care of this problem. You know, California gets it. You know, New York gets it. Why can't we have it? You know, and some of it's coming. You know, it's like the sidewalks downtown. You know, that's really good. But, you know, zoning, what we need to do is look at the zoning and, you know, figure out where the water is and how much water is that Fernley has and take it from there. So, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.